Honestly, it's just trusting my feet and trusting my arm. That's one of the pros of having a stronger arm, if you will, where you got a guy that's open and, you know, on that little quick fade route I threw to him, he did such a good job of his release and he gained a lot of separation. I just kind of just trusted my eyes, trusted my arm, and just tried to throw it in there as firmly as I could, and made a heck of a play. So that's what it's going to take early on of getting to know him, just trusting, you know, if he's open, trusting where it's going to be. And, you know, as we keep going across the season, gaining more confidence in each other, and I could be able to kind of, you know, see those beforehand.
Josh Allen on Amari Cooper, who gets in the end zone in his Bills debut. Not the most auspicious start with that drop early, but shook it off and had a pretty good game. Didn't play a lot. It was under 20 snaps, right? 19, something like that? 19 snaps. But 19 snaps, you still got five targets,
four receptions,
66 and a touchdown, right? Coleman hit, almost had a touchdown himself, just barely missed on the side.
Oh, right, the one that ended up not counting. Yep, that was close.
Shakir, in his usual way, 7 for 7. I mean, some guys are 7 for 7 yards. This is 7 catches on 7 targets.
Right.
Never misses. 65 yards for him. Kincaid, 3 for 52, which I guess is good.
Shakir has one target that he hasn't caught this year. He's 27 for 28 on the year.
Shades of the 2023 preseason,
that is just
they're saying.
That is ridiculous, is what that is. I mean, awesome for him. So, yeah, they got there, man. And I think Cooper, like, that's the thing that's encouraging. I don't want to overreact. It's 1 week. It's one game. But I feel like you can reasonably expect, I certainly think he's going to play a lot more than, what did you say it was, 19 snaps?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he'll get up to, you know, the highest, maybe the highest snap percentage of receivers on the team eventually here. Maybe not as soon as this week in Seattle, but I think you'll get there. And so I think everything that trickles down from there, I mean, it does sort of topple the everybody eats concept and we don't need a number one guy notion. But that was always, you know, I don't know, it was always easy to be skeptical about that concept working. How did you say it yesterday on postgame? You've said it before. This is how bad teams sound. Like, we don't need good players. Is ostensibly what they're saying. We don't need good receivers. We'll just have these guys and it'll be fine. They're all good enough. We don't need great receivers is really what it's more pointedly, I think, is what it's saying. And it turned out that, you know, they saw a couple of games with them really struggling in the passing game and figured out, like, you know, maybe we should do something about that. And they did. And I love the guy they picked up. And I just think maybe everybody can eat. Everybody ate yesterday. At least a number of guys ate.
Yeah, that would have to qualify.
So
no snarky,
right? But
new phrases for me.
It helps to have, you know, helps to have an entree that everyone is attracted to. Like, you can go get, you know, the lines are shorter at the other stations. If everybody's like, I gotta get the crab legs. You're over here going, hey, man, there's really good sliders and other stuff over here. This is fine. So Cooper is, you should be the number one guy moving forward. But I'm encouraged by what you saw from the rest of the receiver. I've loved Shakir since the summer on this team anyway. And I just think there's going to be more room for everybody with Cooper out there now.
I'm encouraged that you didn't say carving station. You can miss me with the carving station.
It was in the window, I'll tell you. It was just... Yeah, right.
All right, I'll take the slab of turkey.
Right.
Gravy, okay.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
It's so much better that you just cut it.
I would much prefer, like, the baked macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
They might have bacon in it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you want to get a crowd over to, like, oh, there's prime rib over there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, look, don't sleep on the sides, people.
Yeah. The buffet, you know, the carving station. It's like, oh, fine, whatever. Slight exception for roast beef with horseradish. If they've got just like the, you know, the horseradish right there, that's fine. That's good. But really, you could do a lot better. Everybody eats. 803-0550 Football Monday. Yeah, I mean, we've had almost a week, not even yet, on Cooper. And I think you got two things. I think you got what you wanted it to look like from this game. he recovered, so to speak, from the early mistake and scored and was relevant in this game even without playing much. It is exciting to think what it could amount to if he plays a full-time role. Mm-hmm. Like, if it goes like this and he plays a full-time role, you're talking about elite wide receiver production, which really, it wasn't for me like 100% perfect, obvious, great fit for the Bills, but just using sort of not overthinking it. You always caution me not to overthink it. You're putting a bona fide good to very good veteran receiver into a Josh Allen offense. Come on. Like that should be that should go well. So I think you got that from this. The other thing I would say though is I mean Tennessee's defense statistically at least was respectable, and for a half they looked all you know every bit of that in this game, and the Bills figured that out. So I don't want to treat it quite like the Jacksonville game, which was this is a bad defense with injuries, including in-game injuries.
Right. That was a good defense with injuries.
Yeah. Like it's not the Jacksonville one, but it's also not more than what it was, you know? So it's kind of middling. It's a kind of game like you had to win or else we are just losing our minds.
Yeah.
Even if they won a close, low-scoring game, we'd still be kind of losing our minds. And that didn't happen.
Yeah, I sure hope Cooper can play more than 19 snaps. I sure hope he has a positive impact on the offense eventually. You know, I sure hope it means good things for Keon Coleman and Kincaid and Shakir and everyone else. Instead, you got a game that really, despite his modest snap count, Cooper, I think, had an impact. And I just hope, I know we've been sort of around and around. Around and around implies that there's like been a fight about it, and really it hasn't. Like they have wanted to be more of a running team. You've been saying it since Brady took over last year. The numbers back that up through last year. This year starts, and what do you got? More of that. And you know, it's not without merit. I don't want them to be bad at running the ball, and I don't want them to give up trying to run the ball and being effective at it. I think it helped them, maybe won them the Jet game with how they dominated up front. Doing that, like they went in with that mentality, and it carried them, I think.
Without Cook.
Right. So, you know, I'm not sneering at running the ball, but all year, the whole idea of the balance and complementary football and running the ball, you know what? It's a scene from a TV show has been going through my head where Joe Shane says, I'm not going to have a $40 million quarterback handing off to a $15 million running back. We've made our choice. We're paying this guy. We got to see if that can float or not. And if it can't, well, we'll sink.
Good for him.
But
it looks bad right now.
So right. He got benched yesterday for Drew Locke, and that didn't go well.
In a game where Barkley ran all over him.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So
low point.
The optics are tough for the Giants, but I feel like yesterday, maybe in the second half, and now maybe with Cooper, the Bills' hierarchy here, their brain thrust will realize, like we've got a guy that we got to trust him. He hasn't thrown an interception yet. We played 7 games.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And, yeah, he's had his share of ones that probably should have been picked in the Houston game, but there's not a wheelbarrow full of those here through this year. He's been on point and, I think, responsible, mostly. So hopefully, you know, when the matchup is right for it, they'll let that flow. And, like, they got to it yesterday, and now they've got one more guy to help them get that off. And to me, that's all the more reason you should trust him, Allen, to be able to you know, captain that ship for you and not, you know, be, you know, so worried about it. Like, a mistake is going to sink us or something.
So, if you don't mind, I want to share this. As you may know, Thursdays through the football season, we talked to Joe Ostrowski from BetQL Daily. We've been doing that for a few years now. Really enjoy that. Friday is his BetQL Daily co-host, Sammy Paniadovich, starting this year. And we talked to Joe Thursday. Mostly, I mentioned a couple Survivor picks and just different things. I know he and I talked off the air about the MVP stuff because he can bet the MVP in Illinois and I can't. And then Friday, Sam was on, and we definitely talked about that. He wanted to complain about Mahomes being the favorite.
Right.
He threw two more picks yesterday. Leads the league in interceptions with 8.
Mm-hmm.
But his team is undefeated. So I think it was Joe this morning tweeted me about the MVP, how the odds changed, and I didn't know how they had changed because it's not something I can actively do anything about.
Right.
And I turned them on this morning, and I timed it luckily. Like, they were just getting into the MVP conversation. So Allen is up to third after yesterday. It's Mahomes 1, Jackson 2, Allen 3. It's all pretty close. And Sammy went off on what a joke he thinks it is that Mahomes is the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he hasn't even been good. Nobody thinks he's the most valuable player in the league this year. Like, he hasn't even been good. So it's fun to listen to. And they're talking about Sam, if you follow him, you saw it maybe. He put a poll up without – he left the names off who each guy was just based on stats. And it's Goff, Mahomes, and Allen are the three choices. There's Allen, 15 total touchdowns, no picks. Although if you're going to do total touchdowns, you should do turnovers and not just picks, but because he's fumbled a couple times.
Yeah.
Anyway, there it is. Lays it all out. He's having a blast, you know, going off on Mahomes being favorite. And they're about ready to go to break. And Joe goes, hey, before we go, I actually made an MVP bet this weekend. And Sam and the producer didn't know who it was. And so the producer guessed Burrow, which I still like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the numbers are good. They're starting to win. And he's like, no, Jordan Love. And there was silence. And then Sam said, Shope got to you? I've never been prouder. I was proud and super excited to hear my name. But then also like, oh no, they might think I'm an expert at this. I'm terrible at this. I hope. Because Joe, I asked Joe to place the bet and he did. And I sent him money. If that's not a violation of state law or anything. I don't know if it is. But I did. And then he tailed it. It's like, oh, geez. I wasn't trying to talk you into it.
Yeah. All right.
But Love's odds came. They needed the field goal. Sam and I were chatting yesterday. Like, this is a big kick coming up. Like, Houston-Green Bay came down to a last-second field goal. Yeah. And Green Bay made it to win, which kind of buried Stroud a little bit. Stroud didn't even get to 100 yards. Zeros for Tank right. Dell.
Yeah.
And Love, just it's touchdown passes every week. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. But Allen had a great day for this. We'll see what happens with Jackson tonight. Mahomes, another just sort of dull stat line, but his team won. And therefore,
he's
the favorite.
He's just hanging out there.
Just going to have to sit there, just like the Chiefs do in our reverse AFC power rankings until they lose a game. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, we'd love to hear from you. 803-0550 on yesterday. MVP, anything on your mind? Bills-wise, Eric Wood will be at 5 today, later than the usual 4 Eastern, but he is scheduled to appear with us later on. Lines are open. This is WGR.